Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Pinchas, continuity. We know that in the book of Bamidbar, there are laws and stories that are intertwined. The laws of setting, the story of setting up a camp is interrupted, so to speak, by the laws of who doesn't belong in the camp. Those who steal, those who are unfaithful, even the Nazirite who sets himself above. We have the story of the spies. It's interrupted, so to speak, by the story of what happens when the Jews do go to Israel. They'll have the challah, and they'll have various libations to bring on the altar with all the wine they'll grow in the land of Israel, flowing with milk and honey. The story of Korach. He contested the kahuna, the idea of Kohen, a Levi. So the laws of the privileges of a Kohen and a Levi are found in Parshas Korach. Story of Chukat, the laws of death, seem to fill the gap, as Rabbi Soloveitchik said, between the second year and the 40th year. The story of death is told with the laws of death. The question is, why are the laws of the daily offering and the offering of every holiday, why are those offerings listed at this particular point? We have the story of Pinchas, he saved the day. We have the story of the counting of the Jews. We have the story of the daughters of Tzlavchat, who wanted portion in the land. We have the story of Joshua, who's appointed by Moshe, after Moshe says, who's going to lead the Jews? So we're in the middle of getting ready to go to Israel, and then all of a sudden, rude interruption, the daily offerings. What's it doing there? Ramban thinks that the laws of the daily offering and the offerings of special holidays throughout the year is there because every sacrifice of every day, whether it's daily or a special holiday, have libations, niskehem. And those nisachim, as we learn from Parshas Shlach, they take place when the Jews get to Israel. Therefore, these musaf offerings, these special offerings, were not offered in the desert. Therefore, it's mentioned only after we're about to go into the land of Israel. I'd like to suggest something else as well. What's the story of Yoshua that precedes this story of the daily offering and the various Shabbat and holiday offerings? The story of Yoshua is a story of continuity. It's a story of Moshe Rabbeinu who says, look, I'm leaving. There has to be someone to continue my legacy and take care of the people. Indeed, Yoshua was appointed, and there is the smicha. There is that smicha, placing the hands by Moshe on Joshua's head. And with that, Yoshua takes over. And each time Yoshua would appoint those after him, the elders, prophets, each one would place their hands on the next one to have a continuity of generations. What we have in Parshat Pinchas is a continuity of generations. The flow from Elazar to Pinchas. The flow from the earlier count to all the new Jews who have arisen during these 40 years. The flow from Moshe to Joshua. And then this is expressed in the legal passage where we say that there, you know what other flow there is? Every day Jews bring sacrifice. But you'll say, it's been interrupted. After all, there's no temple anymore. The Medrash says, no, that when Moshe said, how will I conquer Israel? How will I inherit the land of Israel? What if there's no temple? And he said, let the Jews say these words. And therefore, every day, the Jews around the world who recite these passages of the daily offering, and with that, we continue the continuity of generations of bringing the daily offerings. The land of Israel continues to be part of the Jewish heritage, and now we've reconquered it again. And now we too continue in the land of Israel. But at this time when we read Parshat Pinchas, we're also commemorating the 17th of Tammuz, Shiva Sefer Tammuz. And Shiva Sefer Tammuz is about discontinuity. It's about how there were supposed to be the tablets coming directly from God. We would have the direct transmission from God. And Moshe came down and broke them. We were supposed to have the daily offering. And it was on this day, during the days of Aristobulus, the days of the Maccabees, the later Maccabees, where the Civil War, where the daily offering was discontinued. It's about discontinuity. But if Shiva Sefer Tammuz, the fast of Tammuz, is about discontinuity, the Talmud says, based on the pasuk in Zechariah, that one day, these days, Shabbat Zavar Tammuz, Tisha B'Av will be l'sasul and simcha. They'll be for great joy. So if Shabbat Zavar Tammuz is about discontinuity, what will be the celebration of Shabbat Zavar Tammuz when it becomes a holiday? Perhaps we can suggest that one day it'll become the holiday of continuity. The holiday where we say, no, the smicha is back. We've got people direct smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu from the early days. We've got the daily offering, it's back. The Beit HaMikdash is back. The Torah that they burned from the Azara, where they were not able to have that transmission of what exactly are the words of the Torah, when is there a Vav, when isn't there a Vav, when is there a Yud, and when is there no Yud. That Torah was burned, the Torah's Ezra, Torah's Azara, the Torah that was in, written by Ezra, the Torah that was in the Azara, in the sanctuary, for checking. We lost that Torah, was burned. But we'll get that Torah back, we'll get that continuity through Elijah the Prophet, through the Mashiach. We'll get that continuity back. And Shabbat Zavar Tammuz will be that day where we celebrate the re-continuation, the continuation of the Jewish tradition. Pinchas is a story of the continuity. Continuity from Elazar to Pinchas, from Moshe to Yehoshua, from day to day, a Jew worshiping God day after day. That continuity was disrupted. And Shabbat Zavar Tammuz, the 17th of Tammuz. And one day, we will restore that continuity as we turn it into a day of celebration when the continuity of Jewish heritage is celebrated and Jews will say, wow, the Jewish people continue this heritage from the days of Avraham Avinu, from the days of Yehoshua ben Nun, from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, continued to the very day of the Mashiach himself. And that will be a great celebration. And this day, which this week is a fast day, will be one day, l'sason l'simcha, will be to great joy, will be a day, one of the greatest holidays, holiday of continuity. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Lomith congregation. Join us each week for a discussion of the Parsha and the holidays. Thank you very much for joining us.